Today's Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in the beginning talks about the different levels of golos that we get out of and that we forget. One situation after another, because the greatness of the second gula, opposed to the first gula, opposed to the last gula, everything gets better and better, and then we forget about the earlier troubles that we had. So the last one that the Gemara says will be the times of Mashiach. So it describes and gives a mashal of first there was a fox, then there was a lion that someone got saved from, and then the snake. So once you start telling people that you got saved from the snake, you don't even bother talking about the first two. So why is the last gullus or the gullus we're into, why is it compared to a nachash? What's the idea with the snake? So I think the thought is like this. The nachash was the first, was the very beginning, the one who swayed us, the one who tempted Adam. And really, he came to him with a very reasonable, or at least with Chava, he approached to initially with a reasonable taina, and he said, "Hey, why don't you be like Hashem? You eat from this tree, you'll know you'll be like Hashem, like a good from cheshbon, a good calculation to go ahead and do something, and you'll have a better understanding." And that's, I think, the sign that we have today. We have so much Torah, we have so much going on out there, but we have to really check ourselves in the mirror. Is it coming from the right source? Do we have a real Masorah on the things that we do? Or is this the Nachash talking to us sometimes and trying to get us to be firmer and do things that maybe aren't necessarily correct? As I've once said, sometimes firmer isn't better. It could be it's a fib. It's all a lie. It doesn't mean because we do things in the name of Frumkeit that they're actually the right things to do. So we have to check ourselves and hopefully, Metz Hashem, be able to get through this Golos and see the Gula.